Hi, I'm Keegan, and this is A Bunch of Gamers. This is our 131st episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition, Ancestral Home. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
I'm Tyler, and I play Kyle, also known as Guards the Low. He's a Philodox of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Geta Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Zeb, Speaks in Sweet Whispers. He is a Thurge of the Silent Striders.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howls in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnars.
Hi, my name is George. I am playing William Groves Matrices. He is a Fostern Arun of the Glasswalkers.
Last time, the Pax had to work their way through the Scar, the industrial hellscape of the Umbra, moving through crowds, sliding around, trying to desperately to find a mirror out of here. The Pax finally found one at an industrial building that was producing similar earpieces to the ones that they had bought in the Cyber Realm. After leaving, the Pax had to travel through the Umbra once again and enter the Realms of Flux, escaping the notice of the various patterned spiders that attempt to keep the Realm of Chaos contained. They had finally entered the Random Realm, as Matthias, put off by the fact that his body was constantly shifting, was given the spark of reality, allowing him to control his own body. Now, the Pax must journey forward and find a suitable place created by Flux to stabilize and create a new ancestral home. As you all begin moving through the sky ever shifting in colors, as the ground around you rises into mountains, falls into valleys, seas fill beside you, the stars swirling in ever burning patterns before you start walking, and the land continues to shift as the earth turns to steel and metal of some kind, perhaps plastic, as things rise up and you see this beautiful pattern of the Paris cityscape. Buildings all around, the Eiffel Tower just ahead, massive refrigerators the size of office buildings, with cars shooting in every which direction, and what appear to be men in with ice skates, hockey gear, and the words repairman written across their shirts as they are launching in every which direction, as you see a car open up its top and launch a Molotov cocktail onto a giant pile of phones as they burst into flames, as you start hearing chants in French. One word that does come up several times is justice and workers. As the city is in turmoil, the race cars continuously rioting, throwing things, and the repairmen moving around them and trying to get to the building-sized refrigerators in an attempt to fix them. What do you do?
He said cars were going in every which direction, and in any other realm this would be a stupid question. Does that, like, include up?
Like, not in this case. Not in this case, no. But the cars...
Changes.
Sure, but the cars do seem to, like, extend... So, like, the wheels, when they throw and stuff, will extend to be, like, almost legs, and then they'll throw things, and then the cars, like front where the engines are opening with human-like teeth and tongues inside, screaming in French.
Kind of like Inspector Gadget style? With the legs?
I was kind of thinking like my little toaster, the tires are becoming so long enough that they could become legs, you know what
I'm
I mean?
Kind of like that, that's closer, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm just imagining like Transformers, but they stay as cars.
Like their body and head is still a car, but they got like arms and legs. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, the hood of the cars are opening, and there are human teeth in between with like tongues and a palate and uvulas as they're screaming in French. I hope you all sleep well tonight.
Perhaps maybe we help with the Molotovs? Does it help throw them? I don't know.
Well, it is flux, and we don't really want to organize the chaos.
Well, last we were here, we somehow participated, and then the pathway to the next realm or event was revealed to us, and we made our way.
Yeah.
I think our best course of action is just go with the flow of what's happening.
Yeah.
Also, Merc's going to check on Matthias.
Matthias is not doing okay looking at all this, like, what the fuckity fuck is this?
Don't think about it too much. This is just a random event that's happening right now. Flux is every which way, and flux is a chaotic reflection of everything.
Okay. Well, what do we do as you see one scream out again, as you see a police car get smashed with a Molotov, and you just hear screaming as the paint starts to peel away and you see charred flesh underneath as he starts spinning out in every which direction, his tires melting, leaving bubbles of boiling flesh before he slams into a light post, and you hear a skull crack and brain matter gets launched out of the windshield.
Well,
we throw Molotovs at the police and the government, I guess.
You do Stephen proud. As you keep helping, as you hear one of the cars, it stands up and you see it move over as its door pats you gracefully on the shoulder. Kyle, Americans!
Justice for workers.
Yes! Justice for the proletariat. The government's trying to cut back our social security. Budget cuts for the rich. None for the working class. As you see another Molotov go in, as you see it explode out, as you see several of the skaters skating around it go, as they move, they spray some down as it gets closer to the refrigerator, as they go up, 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 as they open up a door that's smaller than the building that resembles a refrigerator door, as they go in, as cold steam blows out as they seem to go in to repair it. Do not mind them. They have to keep the city going. They cannot join the riots, poor souls.
Then we riot even harder for their sake.
As we're going to say, Dimitri, you hear Matthias go, is everyone just insane now?
I need a moment to think. this is why I feel put on the spot.
Come on, you just got to do a dab and answer Matthias.
And try not to die from that water coming out your nose.
They can't see you. There we go.
I'm sorry, Thomas. I forgot to tell you to take some acid before today's session.
Oh, right. I forgot to ask about that. Fuck.
All right.
God, I can only imagine what this session would be like if we took acid.
Okay, there's at least got to be one babysitter.
Yeah.
Like the sober person.
Not good, let me tell you what.
Because if it's Keegan, then it's like, yes, I'm your babysitter, but you didn't decide how I should treat you during your trip.
I am your babysitter. Don't worry. I'll make sure that you get through this. But you all have been very naughty.
All right.
And all he has to say is, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, yes. All the time.
Disappointed in each and every one of you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thomas, what you got?
All right. Dimitri is going to say, well, it's the flux is chaos. It's constantly changing. The last time we were here, we had these trials to go through before the area around us would change again. And I think everybody is assuming that joining the rioting I think everybody is under the assumption that joining the rioting cars will get us to the next portion of our journey deeper into flux. I know this looks crazy and insane and confusing, Matthias, but the best I can suggest is go with the flow. Last time we took a lot of drugs. I think that probably helped.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, this is giving me a headache. As you see the car with you, once again, you see the door swing open as you see a sign get thrown out. As pamphlets are getting launched. It's like, read my friends, we have to rise up. Ah, I'm sorry about you Americans. You don't get good sponsors like us, as you notice that he is a race car and he's got several sponsor stickers along him. Like, no good wine or cheese. All you get is echidna energy drinks.
Yeah, the best cheese is from Wisconsin, but it's nothing compared to here.
Dimitri! Oh, okay, I was about to say Dimitri. Dex Athletics, please.
Well, he's taking a swing at...
There we go. You dodge out of the way as you see a rock come flying out of the car. As it swings, throws its door open, and several rocks come shooting out almost like a Gatling gun as you jump out of the way and roll.
Well, I said your cheese was better.
Well, you said...
Sorry.
As he's just like, you try and compare us to your cheese. Ah, best cheese. You have passable cheese.
I said your cheese was better.
You're right. I'm sorry. It was the heat of the moment.
I understand.
So, the repairmen, they're on our side, but they just have to keep the city in order, yes?
They have to keep the refrigerators open. If the refrigerators go down, the CO2 will burn the city out. They are only defense against global warming.
Giant refrigerators. It only makes sense.
It's genius.
I have a second thought, guys. What if we went through one of those doors? Maybe that'll take us to the next event.
And sabotage the refrigerators?
No, not sabotage the refrigerators. Just go through the doors. Maybe it's, I don't know, some weird movie transition will happen.
Oh, I'm willing to give it a try.
What does everybody else feel?
I mean, nothing here makes any particular amount of sense, so sure. Let's open up a fridge.
All right.
Okay.
Are there any that are less Moldavi? You know, like a little calmer?
Yeah, there are.
Okay,
there
I get you.
There are. So, as you get to the fridge, as you open it up and you jump in, it gets very cold very quickly. As you see... several repairmen moving around as they're like on scaffolding. Up, 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 as you see them moving transistors and things like that. The motor's going, as you see them going, as one goes, hey, are you authorized to be here?
No, but we really wanted to help and watch. You're like heroes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man. That's good to hear. The cars have been really on our ass, man. I know they kind of understand, but they want us to join, and we want to join. We want to have those, but... Ah, damn it. Poor Vladimir. As he looks down and shakes his head.
Who's Vladimir?
Oh, Vladimir was our goalie. He could block and save any refrigerator he wanted to. And, well, he suffered a massive heart attack, and so... We've had to pull double duty to stop the Canadians from scoring goals and invading the city.
That's terrible news. Is he just in the hospital? Did he pass?
He's still in the hospital. We're trying to help him, but he doesn't have much time left. He's already been there for 2 days. And, well, if we lose someone as good as Vladimir, you know how Canadian repairmen are. They're the goalpost on how good people are on the ice and with refrigerators.
I've heard tales.
Well, I'm a healer. Perhaps if you point us in the direction of the hospital, we can heal him up and he can maybe help you guys up.
You!
Of course.
Oh, God. Thank the NHL. Thank the Olympics. Come on. I'll show you the way as you see him grab a piece of dry ice as he bursts onto the street and throws it, and it freezes the entire road so that he can go fast. hold on to my waist.
Mark will just, in his giant Kratos form, bend down and put his paws around his waist.
Yeah, as he starts going, and he goes, oh, merciful Christ, I need you to help me, as you need to do a Dex Athletics roll. Okay. Diff 8, please, as you are going incredibly fast.
Oh.
You just succeed as you see them slide, and you see his eyes, like, bulging slightly as you get very close to something, and you see blood running out of his sockets and his ears before he launches and keeps going. As he goes, sorry, we were riding too close to the penalty box.
Oh, what's in the penalty box that causes that?
Pain.
Oh.
The ultimate penalty of all, monsieur. Your life.
This might cause a penalty then. Quickly, let's go.
As you keep going, and it's like, we need another turn. Quickly, one more, Mark. Dex Athletics Diff 8. As you do it perfectly, you don't even get close to that penalty box as he just launches and goes, you're a good man. Good man. Thanks. As you see a car coming, he goes, Viva la Revolution! Launches over it. Keep up the good fight, brother! As the car seems to nod and goes, you as well! As you see him open his mouth and cinder blocks start shooting into windows as he slides across the ice that you were just on before you finally get to the hospital. Quickly! There isn't much time!
Alright. Let's get to his room.
As you launch up and you're there, I need an intelligence empathy roll, diff 5, please. As you see the goalie just take a deep breath as his heart returns to normal, goes, oh, as he speaks in a very strong German accent, and he's just like, where am I?
You're in a hospital right now. You suffered a severe heart attack, but don't worry. You're gonna be okay.
I have to get up. The bronze medal match is almost upon us.
Rest. You just recovered.
But we need a goalie.
I'll be your goalie.
My pads, they're at my home. Here's the address. Don't worry. Deutschland is not far.
I'll get there right away.
Oh my god.
Well, this is flex for all we know. If I think about it, it's just going to be right there.
Yes.
So, actually, yeah, isn't that a thing? If I make a willpower roll, aren't I able to change, like, a small part of flux or something?
You can change a small part of flux. It's gnosis, though.
Great. I have lots of gnosis.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the descriptor would be, as I'm, like, leaving the hospital, like, the hospital doors open, and it's actually opening up to, like, the foyer of his home, I guess.
Alright. Yes, you'll have to spend a gnosis point and roll manipulation enigmas. Don't forget to take your manipulation penalty in Krynos form.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so spend one gnosis. Manipulation goes down to 2. Enigmas. Alright, difficulty.
You have 5 manipulation? Dang.
No, I have 3 manipulation with. Oh, no, hold on. It's minus. 3 manipulation. Holy shit. So I only got 1. So that's.
You want to spend 5. A turn to shift to Hamid first?
Yeah, let's try that. Let's spend a turn.
Alright.
Shift to Hamid.
Alright, so you do that first, and then now make the roll.
Diff 6?
No, it is diff. So because of the size of the change, it's going to be diff 8. Because you're trying to bring Germany into France.
Woohoo! Ooh.
No.
Yeah, I want to mulligan that, actually.
All right, mulligan that.
And let's see. Okay, so I get 1.
1 success. As you see, kind of like in the distance, the ground almost shifts into like an L shape into the heavens, and you see Berlin there. The road attaches to the road next to the hospital.
All right, gonna go to get a look at his address to go to it.
All right, as you run for the address, I do need you, as you get into Berlin because of how the gravity changes, I need you to roll stamina, please.
Okay, just straight stamina.
Just straight stamina.
I want to take a turn to switch to Krynos.
You do that.
All right. Straight stamina, difficulty.
Six.
Six, okay.
Woo! As you jump, you slam, you soak the damage of falling, and you're running straight up vertically. Meanwhile, Matthias looks at Kor and goes, "Can I have that Molotov?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just for in here, though, in flux.
Yeah! As you just hear screaming, as you see him grab one of the signs and holds it up, screaming out as all the cars are cheering. Matthias is going, and I'm so I am a little concerned.
Yes?
Is all of Flux like this?
Is all of Flux crazy? Yes. Is all of Flux riots and violence? No.
I'm just thinking, like, how are we going to find an ancestral homeland that's worthy of this spark?
You know, I wonder if the spark is going to be the thing that changes Flux in that section. Does that make sense?
Doesn't it just stabilize, though?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like.
Yeah.
But maybe it might just stabilize it to what it is, so things don't change, but it's just that now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was my understanding.
But, I mean, I think we can influence Flux in some capacity. This might not be close enough to warrant that, though, considering how chaotic it is. But I don't know if that's my call to make.
Yeah, I want to find something at least a little more like what I was told. Oh. Okay. Taking a deep breath. Oh, well, as Mark, you're going in, you're rushing through Germany as you see several cars wishing you good day, as they have many, they have tons of sponsors as well. You see, as you get to the building, you bust in as you're hearing electronic and like 80s synth playing, as you're hearing cheers, as there's cheers for the Olympics on televisions in every room all the way up, as you find the goalie gear and you put it on.
Heck yes.
As you feel yourself instantly launched backwards through the sky, as you fly out the window and you find yourself in on a giant hockey field, refrigerators everywhere, as you see a bunch of Canadian repairmen and a bunch of Czech repairmen around you getting ready as they got their hockey sticks going, and you're standing there as well in front of the goal, as you hear the Czechs call out in a cheer, the French give a cheer back. I need a Dex Athletics check, and it's going to be Diff 9 because Mark has never played hockey before.
Nope, he's only seen it. Okay. Okay, so we're in Krynos form. Dex Athletics, Diff 9. Whoa!
You just succeed as a puck comes flying through as you land, as you put your foot down, and it strikes your leg, and the puck goes spinning as you hear the announcer call out a rush through of increasing the age of Social Security has been blocked.
Woohoo!
There's another one's coming. I need another roll. Now.
Oh, shit. Oh, crap. I doubled up on that. Dang it. Oh, no. I used my roll against shit.
It's not as a botch, though.
As you drop, you try and catch it, and the puck goes flying through as you hear, "Oh, no! Right-wing government control of the French Parliament. Looks like a new prime minister tonight."
Oh, crap. All right. Let's do this.
So, I need one more roll as three come flying at you at rapid speed.
Oh, shoot.
Well, it's going to actually be a Diff 9 roll and you need two successes to succeed at blocking all three.
Okay. So, I'm definitely going to spend a willpower. 70-10. Woo!
You go boom, boom, boom as you get them all, and you hear this loud cheer, and it's so loud, all of you, the rest of you in Paris, hear a scream echo from the heavens as some of the fires get burnt out, and you see the police cars arresting some of the regular NASCARs stop, as you see a prime minister started calling for reconciliation and the like before something strange happens, not quite what you expected. As Mark, you feel yourself immediately drop through a hole in the ice, and I need you to roll stamina again, diff 6. As you come careening down, you take 1 point of bashing damage as you slam into the ground. All of you, like, see Mark just slam in front of you in fully decked out in hockey gear.
Hey, guys. I won a hockey match, I think.
Gonna ask? Playing some sports?
Well, I went to a hospital. I became a goalie. There's Celestia. Oh, and there's Germany up there.
Wonderful.
As you see, suddenly, the whole thing kind of stops for a second. Like, all the beings in flux seem to stop as they look around, and you see several of, like, the repairmen looking at their hands. You see the cars seem to do, like, donuts, seem to watch themselves, before they all start screaming in agony as their flesh and skin boil off them. As you see bones in the shape of vehicles, as this paint and flesh boils off them, the people scream and shiver as they collapse. The Germany above starts to burn and turn into a cinder. Smoke whirls in all directions, and the city begins to crumble around you as Matthias is looking around going, "What is happening?" As you just hear this crash and you see one of the cars going, "Police," as its door opens and you see its door shifting into like a hand as it tries to grab at William before it splats on him, leaving a bloody trail down his shirt, clenching before boiling away as you see steam of blood just rip through the bodies before the whole city starts to collapse and the world is a vacant place of rock. Everything is quiet and suddenly silent, and flux seems to temporarily not be shifting at all.
I didn't do that.
As you see primordial ooze starting to form, as life tries to re-begin, as you see the ooze starting to boil away, and in the heavens, there are two red lights with smoke forming a serpent-like head, gazing upon you.
Matthias is the one with the shard.
As you see him trying to, like, pull out the shard, he's fumbling for it as the thing seems to look, and it looks at you as the primordial ooze shrieks and dissipates, and this world seems completely lifeless. Nothing but dirt, the sky dark with falling stars, a red sun hanging in the distance, and a chill fills the air.
So my thought was maybe this is the time to use it. Like, this is out of character. My thought was maybe this is the time to use it because it's, you know, fresh and new and, like, they can build it however they need it to be.
I think this is maybe the opposite. It's okay. Dead. And
yeah.
Also, the red eyes in the sky is kind of lining up with a vision that we all had. It was a shared dream.
Yeah, which is why I'm, I guess, looking for guidance.
I say we should wait.
Yeah, are the eyes doing anything? Like, are
they're staring at you. They just seem to be looking. You just feel it. The area around you starts to be filled with a crimson light. And finally, you see something appear. It is the coil that you rescued. As it slams and shifts and it swings what appears to be a tail, as you see its great shell of life bursting from it before it starts to vomit forth something, and you all find yourself back in flux as you're kind of like in a primordial-like area and a path leading forward. You see the ocean, desolate, rocky earth, but you see stuff growing in the ocean. Do we want to go a little further just to see? There's a path before us that seems meaningful. Matthias says.
I was thinking go along the path a little ways too.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go down the path. But yeah, I'd say, Matthias, the choice is yours.
As he pulls out the shard and goes, I have it here at the ready.
Lead on, young one.
As you start moving and you see the life bursting in the oceans on either side of you, shifting life that looks similar to the life in your world, but just ever so different. As things crawl from the seas, as you see giant scorpions and spiders and insects and crab-like creatures crawl from the primordial oceans and start to inhabit the earth. Moss growing on the great stones before a fish-like creature lands and starts to move. As time continues to move ever faster and faster, strange reptiles moving, giant birds, desolation, and then once again more mammals before you find yourself in a kind of moor before Matthias goes, stop.
What's up?
This is something that's been in my dreams.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think this is where we need to break the shard.
All right.
As he starts to hold it out and you hear a deep guttural metallic voice.
Stop. You have a criminal in your midst.
As you see Heatseeker emerging from the primordial earth, his own vision quest to find you.
You're going to have to be more specific on criminal.
Seek Rose Matrices.
I am here. What is it that you want?
Vengeance.
Vengeance on me or on the whole Guru Nation? I know about your past. Stalks the forest.
That name is dead.
The name is dead. When the Guru Nation struck your back, thinking while you thought that we had it.
You joined them. Joined in their butchery.
You have lost yourself to the Weaver. If you come back, we can make things right. We can protect Gaia, which is what you have set out to do. You've lost your way, but I'm hoping that you can come back. You are not too far gone.
There are growls from him as you see him shift into his Terminator-like Krynos form, as you see the Gatling gun shift down from the shoulder and attach to the arm, his eyes burning, his claws shooting out and growing like knives. As he stands there and goes,
I'm far gone. Me? It was the Glasswalkers who allowed the Cyberdogs to steal me. It is the Glasswalkers who let me become this, and it was the Glasswalkers who forced my tribe to try and turn on me. And still I tried to fight for Gaia, and when I came to them for help, they attacked me. Me? You dare point the finger at me, butcher? Murderer of cubs? Cleoth Slayer? Too far gone. How far gone are you?
He asks as you see two additional Gatling guns from the shoulders.
I've walked that path, and I've strayed precariously close to the edge that you are at now. I am taking on this quest to redeem myself and prove to you that you also are not far gone like I was.
And what have you done to show Gaia that you are not too far gone, as you put it?
I have hunted black spirals and fought them in their den along with everyone here. I am walking a path now to save you and save the rest of the Cyberdogs, for they are revolting. The last few left for Gaia against the Weaver.
Eyes burning still as he goes.
For Gaia, hmm? It's funny how often that is thrown around these nights.
We are currently on a quest as well that you have come to witness. The rebirth of the White Howlers.
What's dead is dead. Nothing can change that.
Well, it seems that that's not the case now.
Why should I believe you?
Matthias, finish it.
Matthias nods and he throws the spark of creation and it digs into the earth and it's a droplet of water joining the ocean. As you see a ripple through existence and you feel the entire realm jolt. I need Dex Athletics, Diff 8 to stay upright.
Do I need to figure out what form I'm in?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll a D10, you two. All right, so Dimitri, you're in Hispo. Cora, you're in Krynos.
Awesome.
And William, you're also in Krynos.
All right, I've got two then.
All right, so it looks like everyone is upright as the whole thing kind of jolts and starts shifting out of this as you go screaming through as the realm strikes the spider web threads that surround Flux and rip through it just briefly as a blast of chaos gets launched into the near realm with you as you are placed upon the seas and this bubble of reality now enters the near realm as Heatseeker looks around in desperation, fear, and anger.
Bear witness, stalk the forest, to the rebirth of the White Howlers. This too can also be your rebirth. Come back from the hatred that you are feeling. Come back and join us. Join the Guru Nation, join your family.
The obvious thoughts passing through the Krynos' eyes, the cybernetics looking every which way, a brief growl.
Can you guarantee my safety when I return? I'm still the way I am. Your purpose has always been to protect and support Gaia. What better way to do that now than to join the cyberdogs that are trying to revolt at this point and protect Gaia from the very inside of that which made you now?
Rebelling cyberdogs? What do you mean?
The Kleoth and the Fostern that you so desperately called me a murderer for, they have taken up sanctuary in the lower districts and are trying to fight the Weaver from the inside. You have knowledge and you have strength that not many people have. You would be a valuable, valuable person to fight alongside.
All right, can I get Charisma Expressions? And I'll do, for your arguments, it'll make it Diff 5.
I don't have any expressions. And I can't use a willpower, can I?
You can.
I will do that.
So, one success.
I'll think about it, but I won't hunt you any longer.
Could I activate Persuasion? It might be a little late.
You'd have to do another roll for it, but... to try and persuade him. But yeah, that would drop it to... that would drop the next difficulty, but it won't drop... it. You won't be difficulty 4 for the next roll. Unless you... depending on your arguments. Your arguments would affect the difficulty.
Right. It's Charisma Subterfuge, Diff 7.
That's a minus 1 difficulty, and you are a little more persuasive.
I'm not here looking for you to end your fight with me. I'm looking for you to... start your fight for Gaia again. Not many get a second chance. And a spirit has offered this. Not another Garu, but a spirit. The spirit's name was the Traveler.
Eyes widen. All right, you'll get to make another roll. This argument was not quite as persuasive, so your difficulty will be 5 again with persuasion activated.
Okay.
You're right, but I have been fighting for Gaia in my own way. But I was always with the worm, or so I thought. But perhaps I need to turn my eyes elsewhere. I'll seek out these rebels. I'd like to spend some time away from the cyber realm first. This venture to chase you down has been good for me.
When you find yourself to the cyber realm, find Trish Hacks the Planet. They'll be able to help you from there.
I will look for her.
Would you like to stay and finish watching the rebirth, or would you like to do your own thing?
I think I shall leave.
Then so be it.
As Heatseeker leaves, The realm finally stabilizes, and you are there, now in the near realm. Now, the arduous journey to return to the underworld has to occur, where you must return to the underworld, gather the ghosts, and lead them to this place so that they may finally become ancestor spirits proper.
Cool.
Sounds like we're gonna need to find some rabbits.
Matthias, that it does. Wow. This feels good.
Good?
This place, it feels just good.
I imagine it should. If it's the place you dreamed of, if it's the place that your ancestors will rest, then it should feel good.
Yeah, you're right. Just, I don't know, it just, you ever have those, you ever just visit a place and it feels right? Like it's a homecoming to a home you've never been to before?
Yeah, when we chose our pack totem.
Yeah.
That'll be, guess I gotta find a pack after this, huh?
I feel like you will have the pick of the lot. Everyone will be clamoring to be in a pack with the first last White Howler.
Guess so. Come on, I know the way, at least out of here.
Then lead on.
Matthias leads on, and you see kind of like a marshy cave, and he goes this way as he jumps in and takes a deep breath, diving into the mucky waters and below.
Mark will follow suit.
Follow along.
You all jump through and you all find yourself on the moonbeam roads between worlds once again. To travel back, you pass through and you finally get back to the physical world. It's taken several days as the blasts of Colorado winter nibble at you, but are not quite, don't bite as deep as they have in the past. The world continues to warm. As Matthias goes, Rhea, shall I go collect rabbits for you again?
Please do, and food in your pockets to keep them a little bit more robust than last time.
Sure. What's good food for rabbits?
Greens.
Lettuce.
Matthias comes back. He's got two rabbits, and he's got several cabbages in his backpack. Okay, I think we're good. Here you go. Riazzi holds up the rabbit, and it gives off that, of course, horrifying rabbit scream.
Ah, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, friend, for the passage you're about to give us.
Nice.
As you cut open, and the rabbit's soul creates the gateway into the dark umbra as you descend through the second veil once again to find the ghosts. The journey to the distant shores still takes several days as you walk through and go through this dark place. One sec. As it takes 2 weeks once again. Now, knowing the way lets you get there a little faster. As you go through climbing the mountains and you finally find the ghosts, as you see the one sitting there, you've returned. It has been some time.
I kind of nudge Matthias forward. One of your own brings the good news.
We have, noble ancestor, we have found the pathway and have gone through Flux and the Cyber Realm. We have opened up the way, and we have finally crafted a new ancestral homeland, one that I have seen in my dreams, and one that Lion would be incredibly proud of. We finally have a home, and we wish to lead you back. The ancestor seems to take a few breaths as Karurok takes it, just holds himself, and he goes, I swear I would have never guessed, never dreamed of this night. Thank you, young pup, and thank you all his guardians to relaying this news to me. Shall we venture forth?
Let's take them home.
All right. It takes another 2 weeks before you finally get back, and the spirits pass through and their bodies dissolve and reform as true ancestor spirits, no longer Garu ghosts. And Matthias gains a dot in ancestors. Matthias takes a deep breath and goes, I suppose then it's time for the second part of our journey, huh?
I think so. That was the green path, right?
That was the green path. How do we find it?
To be honest, I kind of thought that your sept might have clued you in.
They just sent me to Lion. They didn't give me any information beyond that. It is tied to the Fianna, though. Are there any good Fianna Karens here in the States?
Dimitri will speak up and say, what about the Sept of the Hidden Blade? After Winterfang fell, some of the kinfolk went there.
I don't know.
It's as good as any, right?
Yeah.
It's a good lead to start with.
Speaking around the Sept, you do find that you can get to the Hidden Glade by jumping to the Sept of the Green, and then the Sept of the Green will connect you to the Sept of the Hidden Glade.
Awesome.
I have a Talon that we can use to trade for transport.
Fantastic.
As Matthias pulls out his pocket full of talents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it seems like you're paying fair here. I joke.
I think it's only fair.
Well, thank you, Matthias. Well,
thank you.
Looks like we're going to go visit Aggie.
As you go and your sept goes, we don't need the talent. We'll open it up for you. You'll probably need one out of the green, though. As the gatekeeper gives the call, the moon bridge opens, and you run for several hours before you end up at the Sept of the Green. As you are greeted warmly by the various Garu here before you do see Agatha step out, she gives you a knowing smile as several teeth are now missing thanks to her advanced years. She is quite old for a Garu at this point.
Well, it's nice to see you, Agatha.
Well. It is good to see you as well. You have a new one in tow. Two new ones in tow.
Yeah. Coral will step out of the way of Matthias. It's Matthias.
Times are desperate indeed if you are summoning the aid of such young ones and such a pack of advanced years.
Advanced.
You are closer to my age than his these days, at least from experience.
Cora looks slightly indignant. Advanced years.
Count the grays with care, dearie. Knowing smile.
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. It's hilarious. But yes, Aggie, we have two new ones. Matthias, we are helping him, and William, he's a new packmate for the Ill Omens.
Aggie, she gives you a smile back and goes, it is good to meet you. She looks at William, eyes gleaming.
Pleasure's all mine, Aggie.
You best use the proper terminology when speaking to an elder. That one was at my teat, wandering around like a childish pup, and then came to Agatha's spirit whisperer to know the ways of the world. She gets to do it, but only because she was so young, bouncing on my knee, and then learned all the wrong lessons from Roger.
That does sound like her, Rhea.
Look at that, Cora. Rhea.
Surely Cora can't be held to blame for Roger's failings.
I suppose not. I hoped she would have gained more sense than that in all of her time. Doesn't have a good head on her shoulders like you, Kyle. I always knew you should have been in charge. Said it from the day you left the Sept.
Oh, man. You're too kind. Thank you. I'll try better to keep her in line.
If you come for the best, Cora, you best not miss.
I yep. Oof. Good laugh.
Anyway, what brings you to the green? It has been a very long time.
It has. Unfortunately, we aren't here for a long amount of time. We're just passing through. We found we could go to a sept we needed to reach from here. We're guarding Matthias on his journey.
Curiouser and curiouser. We can get the arrangements going. We'll probably wait a little bit after dark when people start moving out of the park proper before we open the moon bridge and try and pass to the other side. But I do have something for all of you, if you don't mind walking with me. She kind of gets up from her cross-leg position.
Oh, of course. It'd be our pleasure.
Perfect. Cora, be a dear and help me walk. You're such a strapping young lass who knows how to treat her elders, correct?
Of course. Cora's just grabbing her arm and like with one hand and like arm around the shoulders. Let's go.
This way. As she kind of gives a cackle before coming to a little place. It looks like almost like a little trash heap. And she goes, there. I thought you wanted to see it. As she gets more serious and bows her head, as you see the kind of things, stacked cans, things like that, on various pieces of almost modern art disguised within the park proper. And on top of one, you see a little plastic ram toy placed on top of the tower. The monument should be bigger, but it was the best we can manage in a sept so populated by the humans.
Of course. Thank you for showing us. Well, I guess take a moment of silence for Malcolm.
She takes deep breath and just goes, oh. We all talked about it when it happened and news got to us, but I knew Malcolm since his rite of passage.
You want to tell us about it?
It's where his pack got its name. They went to the docks looking for anything worm-related as part of their investigation, and they found several Fomori in tanks. Jimmy is the one who struck the button and started the incendiary process that burned them all up. So they took the name the Firestarters. Malcolm initially tried to pass himself off as a bit more humorous and, well, I suppose, nonchalant and uncaring than he actually was. A menace to a new sept, a new Karen, and new Garu that he didn't know. It was only natural. Sent out the Firestarters, and we sent out the final howl that day. Both had their rite of passages on the same day. It's where Malcolm met Snow.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything of Snow?
No. And I fear the worst. Their packs were always so close. Like your two, the Illomens and Fomori's Bane. They always got into trouble together.
We sent out spirits to search for Snow. We haven't heard anything yet.
But last we had heard a few weeks ago, she was very likely still alive.
As she kind of partially collapses in deep breath of relief, just, that is a relief. They were all so good, and Agatha just kind of looks at Malcolm's monument, and I hoped many of them would take our positions. First Wolf becoming the warder of this sept and ousting that blockhead Shadow Dagger. And I hoped Malcolm would replace me. Snow be the worm foe. All of them had a place here. And, well, it turns out that the apocalypse we'd been preaching was imminent for generations is finally here. And I don't get to see my kids grow up. And I might just get buried beside them.
Or we'll just, like, turn and just hug Agatha. Just try to comfort her a little bit because it seems real, real heavy, you know, for her. Try to care.
As her little, like, withered hand comes and it clasps Cora on the back around the shoulder tightly. As you feel just kind of warmth spread from tears.
Just stroke her hair.
as she just whispers, "Don't get buried before me.
We will do our best to stay alive longer than you.
Only got a few years. Thank you."
I'll start the countdown.
She wipes her face as it leaves smudges and streaks through the dirt and the grime that she's let cake on her. The moon bridge should be ready, shall we?
Yeah.
"A talent, if you please," says Matthias, places it in her hand, and she smiles at him. "Thank you. One day, I will tell you the story of how they ran past Roger to go to Europe on a moon bridge."
"Maybe when we get back."
"I look forward to it." As the moon bridge launches up, and you end up at a completely new place, as you see a great stag looking over you, and you see several Fianna.
"Introductions.
Who are you?"
"Fomori's Bane and Ill Omens. I'm Cora Two Hearts. Get a Fenris."
"Dominic Bloodballet. I am the gatekeeper of this Cairn."
"We also have a pup, Matthias."
"Welcome, Matthias. An odd smell about you. And the rest of you?"
"I am Dimitri Howls in memory of the Ill Omens."
"I'm Mark Guides the Fallen of Fomori's Bane."
"Kyle Guards the Low of Fomori's Bane."
"My name is William Grows Matrices, a rune of the Glasswalkers, and also part of Ill Omens."
"Zebulon speaks in sweet whispers, Alpha of the Ill Omens."
"Good. Let me take you to the warder then. Crimson Moon, the elder and warder, will be interested to see what business you have here." As you move through, it's kind of a very nice park, and in Boston, almost abandoned, with just beautiful nature all around. There are several seabirds all around, as several large buildings seem to block it from the city proper. You get to kind of like a stone bench, as you see a man in his maybe late 30s, early 40s. He's got a little bit of graying on the side of his medium length brown hair, reading as he looks up. "Visitors, welcome to the Hidden Glade. What brings you?"
"This young one, Elder," and he'll point at Matthias, "seeks to walk the green path as part of his, well, he can speak his business to you himself. What little we know of the Fae is not to anger them. Aside from that, we know very little. So we come here to this place to learn more."
"The Fae? Interesting. And why would you need to go to the land of the fairy, young lad?" As Matthias takes a breath and goes, "I have to go to reaffirm a contract. Once the contract has been renewed, my rite of passage is done." "That's quite the rite of passage for one so young." "It is what was given to me by my totem." "Dodgy little bastard, aren't you? Well, regardless, I don't know about the green path, but we can get you to a fairyland in a place of the Fae. We know one in town, actually, if you'd be so inclined."
"That would be immensely helpful, yes."
"All right, we'll give a call. Dylan Kelly's a leprechaun. He knows some of the pathways into the Green Realm. It'll take a couple hours. He's usually doing his own thing, as the Fae are wont to do, and they tend to be little fickle bastards. We ask that you stay here in the Bon until then, and under our close watch, unless someone speaks for you." As you guys are sitting there for a couple of hours, it is at this point that Stuart does come out, and he looks in and goes, Dimitri?
"Hey, Stuart.
Oh, I haven't seen you in years."
"Yeah, it's been a while."
"We all upped and moved here. It's so good to see you."
"It's good to see you too."
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I recognize you," as he points to Cora. "You were there with Dimitri as he was helping us all move, right?"
"Yeah, actually, you know my cousin, probably. Eleanor."
"Oh, you're Eleanor's cousin. Oh.
Mm.
Oh, I see it. I can see it now. Yeah."
"Yeah. This is the rest of the packs. And Matthias."
Nice to meet you all.
How's life treating you here?
Life's okay. A little bit harder. Cost of living here is way more insane than it was back at the Winterfang.
I could only imagine. Boston.
Yeah. Luckily, most of the kin work together and we're all tied up helping each other out.
That's good. It's really good to hear.
Yeah, so what you doing here, Dimitri?
Oh, mostly passing through, heading off on another adventure.
That's gotta be nice, being able to move around a little bit, travel.
Yeah, we've been places. I'm actually living over in Colorado Springs for now.
Yeah, I remember you thinking about moving that way with Veronica, Eleanor, Tina, and all them. How are they all doing?
Oh, they're doing okay. We've actually the six of us have actually been helping the kin over in Colorado. Kind of trying to give back for all the things that the kin do for us.
That's great. It's really great, Dimitri. It was really good seeing you too.
Oh yeah, good seeing you too.
I gotta do some runs, but I'll be back, if I catch you when I'm back, we gotta catch up more. I'll bring like some coffee or something like that.
Oh, for sure. I don't know how long I'll be here, but you know, don't let me keep you.
Sure. All right. Hey, it was nice meeting you all.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Wave them off, and they finally come in as things kind of continue on. You guys wait for, like I said, a couple hours before Crimson Moon returns, and he's like, "This is Hip. This is Dylan." As you see him kind of walk up, kind of swaddling. The guy's kind of got a dusty brown jacket. Nice little vest underneath. Kind of slummy with a nice little hat with fairly red hair, fair skin, and green eyes as he goes, "So these are the ones looking for the path, huh? How are you?"
"Doing well. We are looking for the green path."
"I don't know about a green path, but I can tell you that I do know how to get to the Arcadian Gateway. Smokes?"
Mark will put his hand up and refuse.
Carl will refuse.
Oh, Zeb will take one.
Yeah, Kyle, have a smoke.
"What about you, kid?" As Matthias...
Blairs.
"No, thank you." "All right, suit yourself."
And Carl smile and pat him on the back.
"All right.
This is peer pressure. Good job, boy."
as he lights up and hands out his like little Zippo to Zeb and Kyle. "All right. So we can go down that way. We gotta find a trad. Once we find the trad, we can go down. We follow something like a green path. And then when we get down the path, we get to the gateway. I ain't gonna go that far because, well, if I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm more of a changeling. And I heard that true fae exists in Arcadia. So, not quite fully there, but I know that there's some old gateway guardian that you gotta take care of."
"I don't want to offend. I thought those were the same thing."
"Nah, not quite. I got a human body and a fairy soul."
"Well, that's pretty amazing."
"Thanks. You turning into a 9-foot-tall monster machine is pretty amazing to me, too."
"I appreciate that. And the smoke."
"Sure, no problem. Newports." "You knew that was coming. Place. You knew that was coming."
"I know."
"Cigarette of choice of every East Coaster who made bad life choices." "All right, well, idea for a trod. We can get going right now, if you want."
"Sooner the better."
"All right. A couple last things. Best to get out of the way. I'm telling you right now, you're probably going to want to stay on the path. Follow me closely once we get to the actual gateway of the realm, okay?" "Okay." This way, as he starts leading you through, as you're moving through Boston. So you're getting through various places, all that, as he takes you into an old abandoned building. It's grimy, there's mold growing on the drywall, etc. And then you see a ring in the backyard of mushrooms. We're gonna go here. So I need you all to step sideways. Okay. Someone can lead.
I think I've got six.
Yep, and it is diff seven here. Matthias makes it in 5 minutes. As you all kind of pass in, Zeb and the Ill Omens immediately, Matthias and Fomori's Bane in 5 minutes as they pass in, and you see a beautiful forest that you are in. Long or tall, thick trees with beautiful emerald leaves shining even in the dead of winter. This way, come on. As you start moving through, passing and winding as the trees start to shift and change, as you see kind of various shape, the colors of the leaves starting to change shapes before you get to a great gateway of stone with beautiful ivy and thorns wrapped around it as ancient markings are drawn upon it, and beautiful crimson roses mixed in with white roses and blue roses kind of just create this pattern of lights as you see a great armored figure standing, shaking a bit as at this point Dylan goes, and that is my cue to leave. Good luck, friends.
Thanks for the help.
And the smoke.
As you hear the knight, "Halt! Who dares come to the gate?" The being speaks, massive sword.
"We are Garu, and our destination is eventually the Green Path, on a quest set for us by a spirit."
"I know nothing of the Green Path, Garu, but I do know to enter you must," as you see him pick up the blade and you notice now that his joints are rusted, "you must pass through me before thou can get to the other side," as he shake. You see him standing there, the armor clacking, the kind of like horns coming down the side with the great broadsword. "Picketh a champion and come at me with all thy strength, for I shall not hold mine back for thee."
I mean, I'll go, it's fine.
Out of character, do we think this is something that Matthias should do? Like, just for, you know, his old quest kind of deal?
I can try.
Are you confident?
I'm an Arun, I'm ready.
Have at him.
Matthias shifts into Krynos and starts to circle. The armor creature is moving slowly, trying to keep up with Matthias's relatively slow moving before Matthias leaps. The knight tries to move, but he is moving at a glacial speed before Matthias swipes and strikes as the armor clashes and breaks into nothing as the armor just collapses as you hear it go, as the sword lands into the rusted sword lands into the earth as you hear from the helmet, "And so it seems I have been vanquished. Thou may enter," as you see the hand, like, clasping, trying to bring itself back together.
Can we help put it back together? Do you need help?
"No, sir, please, I beg it, pray beggeth thee. Let me keep mine dignity intact."
"Of course, sir."
As you pass through and you enter this world, that's the only way to really describe it, to your left is the rolling hills of spring, and beyond that still, you see the amazing swelter of summer. To your right, the trees are of autumn, but before, as they go on, and as far as your eye can see, they lead into an endless winter. The trees pack together so that, except for a few places where the hills rise up in the distance, you can see but a few feet between the trees, the densely packed forest. The sky is a blend of noon and twilight as the colors of sunlight dance upon the crimsons of a setting sun. and the heat of the noonday strikes you with a cold breeze from the east and a sweltering one from the west. The path of cobblestone leads onward in a twisting path that leads deeper into this amazing and almost endless forest. Matthias kind of speaks up and goes,
"Shall we?"
Yeah.
As you start to move forward, the cobblestones clacking just a little bit underfoot, you start to go through as the winding path of autumn dances into the lands of summer as you the path leans right and everything becomes more and more like autumn, and then you enter a land of winter before swishing back as winter becomes autumn to spring to summer, so on and so forth, leading back and forth through the winding paths as you continue on until you start to see in the distance, dancing within the trees, you hear laughter and floating lights floating up and down as you hear the playful banter. "Come play with us. Come play. Run with us. Come on."
Sounds like something to avoid.
As you all kind of agree to that and you start to continue on before maybe a couple more miles, maybe 5-6 miles of marching as the sun moves up and down through the sky, you get this incredible smell. It is the smell of cinnamon and freshly baked goods. And but a few paces further to the left is a great gingerbread house. And still, you continue on, moving through as you see what appear to be fair folk laughing and playing at slight glades with beautiful laughter and dancing around fires, almost inviting as one stands up and starts holding court, giving a beautiful song in a language long since forgotten by mankind. As you continue on, you finally get the road begins to take a more Roman-esque appearance and forks. One to the left and one to the right. And a decision shall be upon you next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in that next episode. Bye.
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 Bye. Goodbye.